UW Health is dedicating February 19th and 20th to Alzheimer's awareness in the African American community. The days are being observed with free memory screenings and talks by a national expert about engaging older African Americans in clinical research. In our discussions over the years about Alzheimer's, one thing that doesn't often come up is poetry. Our next guest brings the two together. Fabu is a former poet laureate of Madison. Today, she's applying her craft running the Alzheimer's Poetry Project in Wisconsin.
She's also the outreach coordinator for the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Disease Research Center, where she serves underrepresented groups. Fabu, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, I'm very happy to be here.
Well, can you start by telling us about the Alzheimer's Poetry Project? What is it and how does it work?
Well, poet Gary Glasner created a project out of New York called the Alzheimer's Poetry Project because what we found with elders, if you use words to stimulate their memory, as well as music, but it's wonderful how art can be utilized in igniting memories, in comforting people about things that they may have forgotten, but they don't forget poetry. So I have this beautiful experience of working with, I call them elders, but they're seniors in Madison at a variety of places, and they come from the generation that memorized poems.
And so you memorize poems with them, or do you take them back to poems that they have memorized in their lifetimes?
Well, I do a bit of both. So I come in with classic poems because I work with African Americans. That can often mean Langston Hughes or Maya Angelou. Some can go back as far as Phyllis Wheatley. So we look at those kinds of poems that might be a part of their cultural experience, but we also look at poems by very well-known European poets as well. I come in and I recite the poetry. They repeat the poetry. I ask them what are their favorite poems, and that's when they pull them up out of their memory. And again, these are people who have been suffering with memory loss, and so it's very affirming to them to be able to pull a poem about Edgar Allan Poe or Langston Hughes up out of the recesses of their memory. And then we compose a poem together. So they give me a line, each person gives a line, and then we combine them into a really wonderful creative poem.
Oh, that sounds like an amazing process to go through. So you must really get to know these people when you go through that, because you're not just dealing with words, you're dealing with histories and memories along with these new creations.
You're exactly right. Most elders are so very accomplished, but they don't have a lot of people that take an interest in what they did when they were younger or the things that they're proud of. So I have a very unique opportunity in Madison to work with a population of people whose voices are not always heard. But certainly, I mean, I've talked to people who marched with the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. I've talked to women who were at the forefront of you know, the suffrage movement, you know, women's rights movements. They're very accomplished people. And of course, poetry is a vehicle of creative expression. I'm so delighted that it can be used to help people with their memories.
Now, I know that you're still a practicing poet. You're a poet laureate in Madison. You're creating these new works with these elders that you work with, and you brought one with us. I wonder if you'd tell us a little bit about it and read it to us.
Well, Gary Glasner has these Alzheimer poetry projects all over the United States and also in Germany and Poland as well. And so he asked all of us as facilitators, because of our work with the elders, what kind of creative expression comes out of us? So this is my poem for our beloved elders with memory loss. Some call you seniors, I call you wise elders, living long and learning much. You should be honored, your gray hair a symbol of victory and authority in life. When your memory hides or flees, and every face seems strange, let there be other signs of love. Gentle touch, kind voice, the spirit that welcomes you just as you are. Reassure yourselves that you know how love feels, for this will chase the fear of forgetting away. So Alzheimer's is very real in the African-American community. It has a lot of stigma attached to it, which is why we designate a time during Black History Month. And this is our sixth annual Solomon Carter Fuller event. It's why we do confidential memory screenings. It's why we've brought Dr. Consuelo Wilkins from Tennessee to come and talk to us about the importance of African Americans participating in the research, because I have the honor of working with elders and listening to their poetry and creating poetry with them, hearing their life stories. Because I have that honor, it makes me really sad sometimes when they feel ignored, or the stigma of having memory loss is so debilitating to them. I have actually seen people in my poetry group through various stages of Alzheimer's. So it's a dread disease, and we really need a cure.
We're talking right now with Fabu, former poet laureate of Wisconsin. She also runs the Alzheimer's Poetry Project in Wisconsin, and she's also the outreach coordinator for the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Disease Research Center. And that was such a beautiful poem. So much must come out of this, your relationships with the people that you're working with. Do you have a sense that as you work on these poems with them, that they are strengthened going, they're facing something which is almost unfaceable, losing your memory and maybe the knowledge of that alongside of it? Do they get strength from working like this in art and remembering and having you there to say, yes, your memories matter?
Well, of course, I see the joy on their face when they do poetry, and when we see that even within the limitations of dementia, which is a memory loss, that you're still able to create, you're still able to compose. And it's essentially that your value as a human being does not diminish because you're getting older and because you're getting forgetful. And again, we help people through the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Disease Research Center because there's normal aging, but dementia or memory loss is not normal aging. It is a disease. And of course, it should be treated and fought as a disease. So actually, Alzheimer's disease is now the fourth leading cause of death for African Americans. It's the sixth leading cause of death for all Americans. And I do get both sides of this. I get to encourage people to be a part of the research, but I also get to validate them as human beings.
Now, you're working with them as poets, and as you said, you're also recruiting older African Americans to participate in clinical research. What kinds of things are important when you're trying to convince some people that you work with that it is important to get in there for some of these trials for research?
Well, first I'd like to say that we actually do research with people with healthy memory, mild cognitive impairment, or Alzheimer's disease, and it starts at age 45. So everybody is not, you know, an elder as we might currently think of them, and baby boomer generations probably shaking in their seats. But I tell them how important it is, because if you're not a part of the research, then you can't be a part of the medicines that we need to create that will fight the disease or intervene in the disease. So it's critical that African Americans, and not just African Americans, but every people group are studied, because they have to specialize the medicines according to people's particular physiology. And so I don't have a hard time convincing people so much, because unfortunately they think one in three families in America will have a family member touched by some form of dementia. So it's becoming so widespread that it's really a joyous thing to encourage people, please be a part of this research. Please make a difference, if not in your lifetime, in the future generations.
Fabu, thank you so much for coming in and joining us today.
Oh, I appreciate the opportunity to talk about the Alzheimer's Poetry Project and the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Disease Research Center. Thank you so much.
Babu is a former poet laureate of Madison. She runs the Alzheimer's Poetry Project in Wisconsin, and she's also the outreach coordinator of the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Disease Research Center. She joined us there to talk about her work with poetry and people with Alzheimer's leading up to February 19th and 20th. 2 days being set aside to raise awareness about the impact of Alzheimer's on African Americans. And you can find more information about free events from UW Health on the Central Time Facebook page.
Coming up, our next guest tells us how her experience with breastfeeding, thought to be healthier for babies and cheaper for moms, isn't necessarily as affordable as people might think. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.